Ricciardo. This is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Daniel Ricciardo.
You've won the Canadian Grand Prix. Well done, your first win.
Wow.
Hi there, it's Sebastian Vettel. You're listening to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
You've done it in style. Fantastic. You're a four-time world champion. You joined the greats. Well done.
You did it. Yes. Yes.
Can I do donuts?
Donuts will not be required. Thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast and to the third ever Grand Prix here in Austin, Texas. We're at the Circuit of the Americas. Its signature element is a 5.5-kilometer Grand Prix circuit located in Wandering Creek, southeastern of the Texan capital. The 20-turn anti-clockwise track draws inspiration from the best circuits around the world, as well as taking advantage of the site's natural topography to include dramatic elevation changes of up to 40 meters. Already the drivers have billing this as one of their calendar favourites. On this edition of the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about their races here in Austin. We speak to Hollywood heavyweight Keanu Reeves, Christian Horner, David Coulthard, and our resident DJ E-Rock. First, with only a few races left of the season, Lindsay went to speak to some of the team to find out what their favourite moment of the year so far has been and what they like about Texas.
Gerard, what's been your favourite moment of the season so far?
I think winning in Canada was pretty special with Daniel. You know, we had a tough start to the year and probably surprised a lot of people, so that was pretty good.
And what do you love about Austin?
It's a cool city, friendly people, good entertainment, good restaurants. We love coming here.
Hi, so my favourite moment this year, I think, was our win in Hungary. Obviously, it was quite an exciting race. It was a bit of wet, bit of dry, and it all came to a bit of a crescendo in the last few laps with Daniel overtaking, I think it was Hamilton and Alonso, to take the race win, so that was pretty fantastic. And what I love about Austin, well, it's just a fantastic place to come to. Austin itself is a great city. There's so many great things to go and do, great places to eat, great bars to visit, and yeah, we just have a great time here.
My favourite moment for the season so far would be the chance to bring my brother in to the paddock in Spa, which he really, really loved. He's been a lifelong fan, so it's fantastic for him. My favourite thing about Austin would be 6th Street. I think it's fantastic. It's a brilliant place to go.
Anywhere in particular on 6th Street?
I'm a fan of Pete's Piano Bar, I have to admit. It's very different. You don't find that sort of thing in the UK. So, yeah, very entertaining.
My favourite moment of the year has been winning some races. I felt that at the start of the season, with such a car with so many bugs in it, going to Australia and actually finishing the race with a lot of potential and then actually winning 3 races was a big achievement for the whole team, really. And then my favourite thing about Austin, it's just a brilliant place to be. Good people, good food, good nights out.
My favourite moment this year was Daniel's first win. Obviously known him for quite a while from testing.
All right, and what do you love about Austin?
I like that it's cool to be different, and they're just their own sort of entity, and that's just cool for them.
My favourite moment of the season so far has got to be Dan's first win in Canada.
And why?
I suppose it's a really memorable moment, you know, driver's first win, and yeah, we all really enjoyed it and had a great party that night, so yeah.
What do you love about Austin?
10-gallon hats. It's the biggest cowboy hat you'll ever see.
Have you got one?
No, but I want to buy one.
The USA GP always attracts the great and the good from the worlds of sport and entertainment. Keanu Reeves flew in from Hollywood to enjoy the race. Anna went to speak to him earlier.
So, Keanu Reeves, is it your first time at an F1 weekend, and what do you think so far?
Hello and good afternoon. It's really amazing to be here. I saw one other F1 race in Shanghai a few years ago, but it's the first time here at this circuit. It's a beautiful track, and it's been really cool just to be with Red Bull here. Everyone's been really nice, and they gave me the opportunity to meet the drivers and see the cars up close and talk to the technicians. And so it's been really great to kind of learn more about the machines and how they work and what they're doing, so that it adds to the intrigue and drama of the race.
Yeah. How have you found the pedal experience so far? Is it how you expected it to be?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing experience, you know, to get up close to the machines, to meet all the technicians and, you know, learn about the new rules that they have with the power unit and how they're doing the energy, you know, the recovery systems, and meet the drivers and see everything that goes into creating a, you know, the Formula One Grand Prix experience, you know, just how much resources and organization and people and then all of that leading up to now as we're getting closer to race time, you know, It's exciting.
We know you're a fan of two wheels. You launched your motorbike company. Are you a big motorsport fan?
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching the cars. You know, when I was a little kid, you know, seeing the F1 cars and then motorcycling, you know, MotoGP, well, what became MotoGP, and, you know, as I got older, you know, trying to take, you know, a motorcycle course class and a driving class, you know. When I was a little kid, I always wanted to be a race car driver, but I didn't do it. I love driving, you know, and I appreciate the engineering and machines and the competition of it.
Okay. How would you like Austin compared to LA?
Oh my gosh, Austin, Los Angeles. Yeah, they're so completely different just in geography, but, you know, but being here in Austin, I've worked here before, and I've been to the festival here, and, you know, the people in Austin, and, you know, the vibe of the place, it's just really friendly, and there's great food, and, you know, a lot of things to do, and the music, obviously, the barbecue, and, you know, Los Angeles is kind of where I went to work, you know, and I've made some great friends there, and, you know, in terms of lifestyle, I've met great people, and then for motorcycles, it's awesome, you know, sunset to the beach, up PCH highway, it's extraordinary.
Last question, what are your predictions for the race?
I don't know, I mean, it's obviously going to be a battle with Rosberg and Hamilton, but they still have to race. Ricciardo, you know, it'd be cool. I mean, he's fighting for a podium, and then Red Bull's fighting for the constructors, and also Vettel starting from the pit. There's an opportunity to be extraordinary there, and we know that Vettel is an extraordinary driver, four-time world champion. It's awesome. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to the race, and, you know, I hope everybody's safe, and just, it's going to be exciting to see how it pans out.
It all panned out well for Keanu. It was an exciting race. Lewis Hamilton caught and passed Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg to win the United States Grand Prix and extend his world championship lead. Our very own Daniel Ricciardo drove superbly to beat the Williams team to third. Here is Dan after the race.
Yeah, I think as happy as we can be. I could see the Mercedes for the first half of the race, so I was like, this is really cool. I don't know if they were just chilling, but it looked like our pace, you know, and Williams, we had pretty good pace compared to them, but to get in front of the Williams, I think, was great, and to be on the podium here was all we can really ask for at this stage. I got a look at the start, and it's been a bit of an Achilles heel, I guess, but you know, we just got to be mature about it and try and understand everything and just keep working on it. So, I think the good thing was the recovery. Could have been a lot worse, but we got back into sixth by lap one, and then Fernando on the restart, so I think didn't take anything away from me.
Vettel fought through the field after a pit lane start and incredibly managed to bring the car home in seventh place. Here he is after the race.
First half wasn't good, we were just slow. Second half it came more alive, and we were able to make up some ground, especially towards the end with the stop just a couple laps to the end. Obviously, it's nice to, you know, pass people, but it's a bit fake as well because I'm fresh tyres and they are on very old tyres.
Now, David Coulthard was one of the first drivers to drive on this track. He drove with Tom Cruise before it was even finished, so he knows it very well indeed. Lindsay managed to catch up with him to find out what he made of the racing action this weekend.
Okay, so DC, talk us through that race. It was quite an exciting one today.
Well, it was. I think it was a fantastic battle. You know, first of all, up front, you know, the Mercedes drivers going wheel to wheel. Lewis Hamilton obviously comes through and takes another well-deserved victory. And you've got to feel for Nico because he's a fantastic driver. He's done a great job. He's not far behind Lewis, but the margins between success and, well, I was going to say failure, but that's the wrong thing. The difference between, you know, winning and losing can be so small. Further down the field, I think we had some great battles. You know, once again, Daniel Ricciardo, exceptional overtakes. You know, he made a poor start, took it on the chin, said that he thinks he might have been partly to blame for that. But his passing, his vision for where to place the car is really exceptional. It has to be said that his teammate, Sebastian Vettel, good comeback from the back of the grid to get some good solid points. Seemed to have some difficulty at the beginning of the race, but really came alive later, and of course with the safety car he ended up doing four stops, which really put the pit crew to good work. Fernando Alonso and the Ferrari again, nice solid performance. You know, you've got to wonder how you know where his future is going to be beyond that team, as we await the announcement of where all the drivers are going to settle down. But I think overall, Formula One in Austin again, another successful weekend. Crowd are loving it, and I go forward to Brazil and Abu Dhabi, you know, really enthusiastic about this closing part of the season.
And the crowd were really enthusiastic today. They storm onto the track at the end. Do you think the fans are still loving it in America?
I do. I really get the sense that even if they don't fully get Formula One in the same way that they do NASCAR or IndyCar, you can sense there's a real growing following here. And just judging by the traffic coming in and out of the racetrack, it's certainly getting a lot busier, which is good. So we know we've got a foothold here. I think that, you know, we've got a great venue. Austin rocks. You know, their slogan is "Keep Austin Weird," and it certainly is a wee bit weird and wonderful. But I think we've all had a great time here. You know, it feels like a natural fit. It's been really great to bring Formula One to this part of the world.
We've heard that you were rocking out to some Duran Duran over this weekend. What has it been like off track for you?
Big fan of Duran Duran. They've actually been guests of Red Bull this weekend, and you know, it was a great performance. But I think that Halloween has been over the race weekend as well, so you really get a sense of, you know, how the Americans embrace that. You know, in Europe it's pretty much for children, but it seems from my observation that if you're a female adult doing Halloween, you have to dress up like a hooker. If you're a man and it's Halloween, then you can dress up as some kind of ghoul. But it was really a sort of good energy around the city, and I think overall this is fast becoming paddock favourite of the venues to go to.
And straight on to Brazil now, or are you heading home?
No, I'm going to head over to from where we are in Austin. I'm going to go over to Fort Lauderdale in Miami next week. I've got some friends there, travelling with my wife Karen. I'm going to meet up with some buddies and then head down to Brazil later in the week. So a little bit of relaxation before we have the final push to the end of the year.
Thank you very much. See you there.
See you then. Thanks.
Our resident DJ E-Rock is from the USA, so it's a home race for him. Lindsay went to speak to him earlier.
E-Rock, being somewhat of a local boy, born in Texas but raised in Miami, it must be great seeing F1 in Austin for the third year running.
Yeah, for sure. It's I remember growing up watching it with my brother and father, and have it back pretty much the backyard, you know, 3 hours from my hometown, Galveston. Yeah, it's great. Family came up with me, so it's like it's a true home race.
So when did you start watching F1? How did you get into it?
My brother was a huge fan when I was growing up, and I would always come down, and, you know, being in the U.S., it was always most likely at 6 a.m. or something. So, I would just join in, and we'd have a good time watching every Sunday morning.
And did you ever think that you'd ever be involved in Formula One?
Funny story, because I remember watching with him, my brother was such a huge fan. Oh, yeah, what I would do to just be in the garage, I'll be a sweeper, I'll do anything, I'll clean it up. And so, it really got me into it, and that's probably when I first started. And it's great now to actually be able to bring them along and give them tours and stuff and be a part of it as well.
And are they enjoying themselves this weekend?
Big time.
Obviously, you do a lot of stuff around the world, but how did you get into F1 as DJ?
It all started back in Miami with the local Red Bull market. A buddy of mine was connected with the team and the marketing guys, and we went down to an event in Brazil, 2007, end of season party, and it just kind of grew from there and did more and more as the success came with the team as well.
All right, and tell us for people at home a bit more about what you do when you're at an F1 race weekend with the team.
Well, since I am the resident DJ, we do Paddock Club is the main event, but then we also have support events and, you know, whether it's a victory party to a little Thursdays for the media, you know, it's always good fun and good have good beats around and good music.
And then looking this weekend at Austin, the crowd here seem to be getting more knowledgeable, more enthusiastic for Formula One. Do you think the future of the sport looks good in America?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you said, there's always an improvement every year and more buzz, and I think it's definitely going to move forward.
Also, you were down in Austin this weekend for the live demo event on Wednesday with Infinity. How was that for you?
That was great. I mean, I had a great view looking right down Congress Ave and seeing, you know, the Eau Rouge and the RB7 racing back and forth to the Capitol. It was cool.
Have you been to a show run event before?
Yeah, we sure have. We've done one at, you know, Milton Keynes, and we've done a few others in other locations. And but, you know, to see one in the home state was you know, a little bit extra exciting.
And I think everyone enjoyed the tunes.
Yeah, always good to hear.
What's your favorite part of traveling with a Formula One team around the globe, would you say?
I think it's that, you know, I don't have such a set schedule, and I get to keep things moving all the time, and, you know, piggyback things off the schedule, and you know, don't get in a set routine, but yet still have a great team to work with, and always have something, what of a traveling home, I like to call it, you know. And it's great, because I love to travel and I love to play music, so to get to do both is just really, you know, special.
Listeners of the podcast obviously know you for all the great mixes you've been doing over the season for us.
Yep.
But what's been your best race, best party, and best track of 2014?
This year's Spielberg definitely stood out. You know, that was a really cool event. Great venue, great event. Monaco is always a highlight, as we have, you know, the best setup in all of motorsport. Best race so far. Hopefully Austin will be, actually. We need to come back and, you know, get back on the podium.
Perfect. Thanks very much, E-Rock.
Cool, no problem.
Our final chats on the podcast this week is reserved for team principal Christian Horner. Lindsay went to speak to him after the race.
Okay, so Christian, it was an exciting race today. Daniel had some obviously great overtaking moves throughout the race.
Yeah, no, Daniel had an unbelievable race. I mean, his start was horrible. He lost about four places, but then his recovery and passing moves were fantastic. So really top line performance from him today.
And Sebastian, obviously starting from the pit lane, had a bit of a recovery to do. How do you think he did?
I think he did, you know, extremely well. I think the first stint he really struggled with. The car, the wind changed a lot today, and he struggled with that. But from the second stint onwards, his race really came alive. And so, again, some fantastic, you know, racing and passing manoeuvres to finish seventh from the pit lane. You know, it was a great performance.
And he did two pit stops under the safety car. Could you explain a bit about that for us?
Yeah, we were basically trying to get rid of the option, the soft tyre, because you have to run both compounds. Because he was last behind the safety car when it came out at the beginning of the race, we put the soft one on, did one lap on it, came back in, put the hard back on, so that it had been used. We didn't at that stage expect to have to use one at the end of the race as well.
As you spoke about, there's a lot of pit stops in today's race. The pit crew seems to do a great job with a busy race.
An unbelievable job in the pit lane today. I mean, the guys really did a phenomenal, you know, job in turning the cars around. And strategy got us ahead of both the Williams. And again, a really strong team effort, which has, you know, bagged us a lot of points today.
And away from the track, we've had quite a few guests this weekend. We've got Keanu Reeves, Pamela Anderson. Have you had a chat with any of those guys?
Yeah, it was interesting to meet Pamela Anderson. I made sure that my eyes were fully focused on her eyes and not anywhere else. And you know, Keanu Reeves is a big Formula One fan, so I've met him previously, but you know, it was a pleasure to have him with the team this weekend.
And we spied you shooting some basketball hoops with Tony Parker on Saturday. How were they?
Disastrous. I tell you what, Daniel Ricciardo, if he doesn't want to be a Formula One driver, he could be a major league basketball player, because he was really impressive. I think even Tony was impressed.
Annoyingly good, some might say.
Yeah, annoyingly good.
All right, that's it. Thank you very much, Christian.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast. As usual, make sure you check out the website and the team's social channels for more. We leave you with the brand new tune from Twin Atlantic. Only two races to go now in the 2014 season, and we'll be back from Brazil in just a week's time. Until then, take care.
Are you still out the yard? Are you still out the yard? Because enough is enough. I'm finished with love, but I have the guts to say I still care. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm over the rush, I'm defeated and lost. I'm not giving up, I'm not giving up. Live. Are you still out there? I'm talking to my brothers and sisters. I miss the car.